made it this far, it's a good chance you can finish the week. I'm counting on you to make it to the finish line for the week. It's Friday. Good to have you here. It's Steve Gruber's show. Big Flo is at the dough. Yeah, she's here. The Florence is here. Hurricane Florence. A monster hurricane described by some, but it's not as powerful as far as wind goes as we thought it once would be. I believe it's a Category 1 now. Sustained winds are at 90 miles an hour or less, but it's the rain. It's the rain. It's the rain. You know, it wasn't much of a fire, Mr. Gruber, but the water damage. Yeah, the water damage is going to be the real issue. See, and that's where we are with this hurricane. It's the water, the inundation of water, 20 to 40 inches in some places, which can be devastating, of course. I've been in touch with several people in the Carolinas. They think that they're going to be okay, but we'll keep an eye on that as the storm comes ashore now. Also, in the news today, you've got a last-minute Hail Mary from the Democrats trying to block Brett Kavanaugh. It's shameful, frankly. And it comes from Dianne Feinstein, which, yes, she's a partisan. Yes, she's a longtime Democrat, but this kind of a stunt smells of politics. Dianne Feinstein in a hell of a fight to keep her Senate seat. And now she's in a battle. And so here's what has happened. There's a secret letter with a secret allegation that may have something to do with sexual harassment by Brett Kavanaugh in high school. Senate Democrats and the Judiciary Committee have referred a letter concerning Supreme Court nominee to the FBI. This letter now off to the FBI. But nobody knows what's in the letter. Apparently, it came to California Congresswoman Anna Eshoo. She shared it with Feinstein. It came from a friend of Eshoo's somewhere back there. And it made it onto the scene here a couple of days ago when The Intercept published a report on the rumors surrounding the letter. This matter has been referred to the FBI for the investigation, said Dick Durbin to BuzzFeed. But here's the thing. You have a letter about an allegation in high school in the 1980s that may or may not have something to do with sexual harassment or the Me Too movement, but nobody's quite sure. And the only reason that they're going after Kavanaugh for high school is because they couldn't find anything to talk about from his middle school years, apparently. This is a naked attempt to try a last-minute deal to derail the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court. He's expected to be confirmed by October 1st when the court begins its next term. In fact, the vote is next week. But this mysterious letter has everybody all churned up, I guess. And a top Me Too attorney may be representing a woman who may be at the center of this, who may have something to do with, you know, it's all of this crap. And they wonder why we don't trust the news media. Well, maybe if you came with facts and you came at us with some substance. But no, what we have here is the news media running around talking about a secret letter and mysterious contents and a secret woman who may have had something happen, but she doesn't want to apparently come forward. In effect, the media is running as the PR wing of the Democratic Party again. Because then we learn this, the FBI is declining to investigate Kavanaugh in any connection to the letter, which apparently they're aware of. Dianne Feinstein of California said she had referred the letter to federal investigators. Obviously, she's a liberal California Democrat who has called on her colleagues to slow down the march toward confirming President Donald Trump's pick to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy. And the Washington Post reporting yesterday, this is kind of interesting, that the FBI handed the senator's materials over to the White House. Instead of opening a probe, the FBI said, yeah, we don't care. Upon receiving the information on the night of September 12th, we included it as part of Judge Kavanaugh's background file as per the standard process, according to the FBI. But here's the other thing. The New York Times reporting that Feinstein's had this letter in her possession for 2 months, since July. This is just a stunt, my friends. Another stunt to try to derail Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, the New York Post says the Democrats have hit a new low in their crusade against Kavanaugh. A new low! Can you imagine? With Kavanaugh poised to win confirmation with up to 55 votes, this is from the New York Post. Democrats late Wednesday plainly held a final "Does anyone have anything?" session. Dianne Feinstein mentioned a confidential letter she'd received over the summer, and by the next day, the partisans had made the core facts public. In the letter originally sent to Anna Eshoo, a woman allegedly claims she was the victim of some Kavanaugh sexual misconduct back in high school, but it's unclear what it was or what it was not. As Feinstein explains, that individual strongly requested confidentiality. Confidentiality is what they want, declining to come forward or to press the matter further. And I've honored that decision, except that you haven't, because they're going to find out who she is. They did what they did their bidding. Absent that, no investigator can do a thing. The allegation runs back at least 35 years to when Kavanaugh was a teenager. He was a teenager 35 years ago. Which is certainly why Feinstein did nothing in the months after she got the letter. The honorable thing would have been to respect the woman's wishes and keep quiet rather than feed her to the partisan wolves. As for the Democrats who pushed Feinstein into breaking that confidence and then anonymously fed the news to the press, congratulations, you just sank to a new low, says the New York Post, and I agree. A new low. It's amazing, but it's been done. So some other things we want to get into today. I got a letter here, a couple of letters recently in the last few days from listeners, from you. And if you want to send me a note, go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. This one comes from Chris. I'm a longtime listener. Follow you on Facebook and have a request. Can you issue an invitation to Senator Dave Hildebrandt so that he can explain why he feels it's necessary for Michigan to join the National Popular Vote Compact and what he hopes to accomplish? He used to be one of the good guys and now is part of the problem in Lansing. He says he did the right thing when the registration fees, when he only voted for a 20% increase. 20% is a lot when 80% of Michigan voters said no. His version of the right thing is vastly different from what the majority of his constituents think. Please consider having him on your program. Thank you, Chris. Chris, I reached out to the senator's office yesterday to find out about the National Public Vote Compact, National Popular Vote Compact. I talked at length with his office. He was unavailable today, I'm told. And I'm exploring this National Popular Vote Compact and what it might mean. And Senate Bill 1117 is the bill in question, if you guys want to look it up. Senate Bill 1117. And it would mean that if it were put in place, that it would require Michigan to send its Electoral College votes to whoever came out on top of the popular vote nationally. And my first knee-jerk reaction is, of course, no, but there's more to it, and we will explore it. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber.